Today is January 12th. I'm at Tolleson High School. Christine Navarro is interviewing Rebecca Diaz-Martinez. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you were born?
I was born here in Tolleson.
Okay, and your parents? Tell me a little bit about your parents.
My parents were from Mexico.
And their names?
Sotero Diaz, Jesucita Arrieta, and they've both passed away.
Okay. Tell me about your interaction with the Braceros. And
being a female, you know, we weren't allowed to interact with them, but I remember seeing them, and I remember the barracks that they used to live in, it was like a quarter of a mile from our house, with fields in between, and the farm raised lettuce. Is what I remember the most: lettuce, cantaloupe, and watermelon.
Can you tell me the location of your house and the location of the camp?
It was on a west of 107th and south of Van Buren. I don't know how many acres that.
Oh, that's okay.
But it was several fields all around us.
Okay, and can you tell? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They also grew alfalfa. I forgot about that.
Okay, so alfalfa, cantaloupe, and
lettuce.
But
if I remember correctly, to me it seems like lettuce was the biggest crop they had.
Now, why is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I just remember that.
Seeing it. What, Ned, can you describe what the housing looked like that you remember? Because you passed by it. Could you describe like what the housing was that they were housed in? The type of.
It was like a long barracks. A barrack.
Okay,
know, long,
sure.
That's all I remember.
You okay.
Know, I just saw it from the outside.
Do you remember the men coming into town very often?
Well, this is one of the stories is that my brother tells me, Tolleson was the only place where the closest to them that was a Spanish-speaking Catholic church.
Okay.
And my brother says that he remembers that they would walk from Dysart on El Día de la Virgen de Guadalupe all the way to Tolleson so they could celebrate her day.
And how far is that?
That's far. Dysart is far. He says that we start out at 2 a.m. to get here to the services. I'm assuming the services were at 6, but I don't know, because that's where they are now. But I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Now, so all the men would walk? Would they be large groups walking to celebrate the service?
That's what he said.
Okay.
No. And those are the ones that lived in Dysart. So the ones that lived here closer, which is 107, that's about 2 miles from here.
Okay.
And if they walked over here too, well, you know, that wasn't as far for them. But you see, I don't remember all that stuff. I just remembered.
What do you, tell me what you remember about the men.
I just remember them working out in the fields, seeing them from far. We didn't have any interaction with them. But I'm hoping my two brothers can do make it.
Okay.
Their last name will be Diaz.
Okay, and their first name, please?
Renee Diaz.
And how old were you during this time?
Or what? I'm 74 now.
Okay. So in the 50s you interact?
No,
are
probably
you,
in the 40s.
In the 40s, okay. Uh-huh. Late 40s probably?
Well, I was born in 33.
Okay.
When did they arrive?
42.
42, so.
Do you remember them going into town together? I mean, in groups or?
Yeah, I remember seeing them walking.
Oh, you did? Okay,
yeah.
So no one would, they wouldn't be in a car or nobody no. would transport them or anything?
If they did, I'm not aware of it. But I would think that where the farm where they lived, close to the one close to Tolleson, I would think that somebody would take food to them, I mean, bring them into town.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember some horrible stories that I remember this lady laughing because, and she spoke Spanish, because they could not read. They would go buy food and they would see like pictures of a dog and they think it was just the label, and they would buy dog food, not knowing that it wasn't human food. And she didn't do anything about it, and I thought that was horrible.
And you remember that story when you were little then?
Well, she told, yeah, I probably by then I was in my teens.
Okay.
But when she told me that story, and she was laughing about it, and I thought it was horrible.
Right.
It's a horrible thing to do.
Absolutely. Now, was she a proprietor of the store?
No,
or?
She just a worker.
A worker, okay.
Yeah, but, you know, she thought it was funny. I would have told them.
Right.
But she didn't. She just thought it was funny.
Now, you were mentioning about your dad. Could you tell me a little bit about your dad?
My dad was a foreman for the farm over there.
What was the name of the farm?
Well, when I remember it, it was the Anderson Farm, but before that, it would belong to the Japanese, you know, that was taken away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I don't know the dates.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. And what did your dad do on the farm?
He was in charge of the planting, the harvesting, the watering, you know, the irrigating, everything. You know, he was in charge of the whole thing.
Okay. And do you remember him talking about the bracettos and them work, him or telling them what to do or anything?
Not really, because I wasn't out there.
Okay. Did he come home and share any stories with you about
no.
the harvesting? Did he have any problems with the harvesting or the men or getting in trouble or anything?
No.
No? Okay. That's okay. That's okay. So it was Anderson Farms. Are there any other stories that your brother would share with you?
Let's see. He also said that he remembers our oldest brother, the one that told me the story about the walking is younger than I am, but I have the oldest brother who's 78 now. He says, like I said, it was a quarter of a mile mm-hmm. between our house and there, and that my oldest brother would walk across, and one of the Rosettos taught him how to play the guitar.
Really?
Yeah. So
just they became friends? Or?
I guess so, because he worked out there with them.
Okay, you know, so your brothers both
My brothers worked out there.
Okay, both of them? Or
all of them.
All six of them. And I was like, wait, there were six, right?
There were six
Can
brothers.
Can you tell me all your brothers' names?
The oldest one's Rudy.
Okay.
And then there's three girls. And then Rudy Sotero Jr.
Okay.
Raul. And Raul is the one that was telling me the stories. Renee. Lionel. And Gabriel.
Okay, and so they all worked out in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what crop they picked, or did they just help? Did they help your dad?
I think they worked in the, I don't know, the okay. lettuce or I don't know.
And did they leave early in the morning to go,
work? Probably, because at one point in time, I remember the girls having to go out in the field before going to school.
Oh wow! And, now, did you have to go out in the
yes,
field as well?
Yes.
And what did you?
When the lettuce is growing, you have to weed it and separate it, you know, so it won't.
Tell me what weeding it is. Is that, can you describe that to me? I know it's hard to do.
Well, you had those little hoes.
Okay. Okay.
And there would be the rows of the lettuce, and you would bend over and cut all the weeds, and you had to leave about this much space, I would say maybe a foot
okay.
between, and just leave one plant of lettuce. So they wouldn't be too crowded.
Okay.
Because they grow big.
Right, right.
So I can't remember what that other was called, but I know that we did the weeding, and we did it with a hoe.
Okay. Was it normal for girls for women to be in the fields?
Some of them, yes. There was several other women out there.
And how long were your days?
I don't remember.
Okay, no, that's okay. How old do you remember? Were you a teenager, a young child?
Probably in my early teens,
okay.
late before preteen.
Now, were you paid or were
yes, we were paid.
And what did you do with the money? Did
no,
you?
Well,
did you give it to your parents?
We didn't get it.
Oh, you didn't get it. Okay.
You know, we didn't see it.
Okay, so yeah. You would now tell me. You said you went before school.
Uh huh.
So what time would you wake up?
I don't remember.
Really early.
Really early.
So you'd go to the field. Describe to me a typical day.
Well, get up early in the morning.
Okay.
Go out and work in the fields for maybe an hour or two. Come home, get ready, and go to school.
And you had to be at school by 8 o'clock probably?
A bus would pick us up probably around 8. I don't remember.
Okay, and then after school, did you have to return to the field?
Yes.
So you came home, and then you'd go back into the field?
Yeah, unless Mother needed help in the kitchen, then we'd have to stay and help her.
Did you prefer to be in the kitchen helping, or did you prefer to be out in the fields?
I kind of like being outside.
Really?
So, yeah.
So you prefer? I totally agree with you. I'd prefer to be outside as well.
Yeah.
Now, do you? You said that. Did your back hurt? Do you remember Any pain?
I remember, you know, stretching, you know, getting up to stretch for a little bit and then keep right on going because you had, you know, to do finish the rows.
So you how long would it take you to finish a row?
You know, I don't remember.
Okay. No. And so your back would hurt. Now, when you would get home, would you be exhausted?
More than likely, I don't remember.
Did you have to do homework probably afterwards?
Probably.
And then you start out, and this was only during certain seasons that you would be assisting your dad?
The lettuce season, but like I said, I don't remember what the lettuce season was.
Okay. How was Tolleson? You said it was only Spanish-speaking. Can we go back to the celebration? Do you remember what about the celebration?
La Virgen de Guadalupe.
Yes. Can you tell me?
I don't remember.
Do you remember the church? The name
of
the church?
Yes, it was a little teeny. We didn't have a priest that lived here. We just, he would come, I'm not sure if he would come every Sunday, mm-hmm. But on special occasions like celebration of the Virgen de Guadalupe, he'd be here. And it was just, you know, not, I don't remember it being too big.
Okay.
But I remember it had a big, big heater, you know, it did heater.
Okay.
I don't remember about the cooler, but we must have had a cooler, too.
Well, maybe not, though.
No?
Was it adobe?
No, it was a wooden.
Okay, it was mm-hmm. a wooden. So mm-hmm. a lot of people would come, small groups,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can you tell me, how did you know they were bracetos? Did you know?
Well, see, I didn't know my...
Your brother? Okay.
My brother.
Okay.
But, you know, you could tell because...
Tell me how you could tell.
The hats, you know, they always wore the hats.
Describe to me their clothing.
I'm sorry?
Can you describe their clothing to me?
My what?
Their clothing, what the braceta would wear.
It was just the hat, depending on, some of them were, they were different kind of hats, but they always wore hats, I remember that.
Okay.
And that they would wear, you know, the shirts. Some of them, I remember the winter, their jackets. But they just, you know, would dress different than the people from here.
And did they go into town very often? Do you remember seeing them in town very often?
Well, see, we lived in the farm, so they went in, and like I said, we were a quarter mile away from them, so what they did, I don't know.
Okay. How was the reception of the town to these men? Were they welcoming them?
I didn't live in town, so I don't know.
And would you see them walking through your farms? I mean, since you lived out in the farm?
I would see them working.
Okay. And you said that your brother learned guitar from one of them.
Uh-huh.
Was that just by accident, or...?
Probably whenever they were working together, he, you know, maybe the conversation came up and my brother said he wanted to learn. I don't know. I called my brother to ask him, but he doesn't remember too many things.
Okay.
He's 78.
Okay. Would your brother spend a lot of time with them after working in the fields?
Probably not. I would think that just while they were in the fields.
Okay.
I wouldn't think that they, except for the one that took the guitar lessons.
Now, did your brother own a guitar? Or how did he?
Probably.
Okay.
I just don't remember.
Okay.
He must have.
Right. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself growing up. Did you go to school at Tolleson?
Grammar school, I attended Littleton, which is Cashin.
Okay.
And, but Tolleson High School, I went here.
And how many years did you work in the field?
I don't remember.
Okay. Tell me a little bit, do you remember about what the area was like in the 40s or 50s? What can you describe to me what the area was like, or where you lived? And
it was just fields all around us.
Okay.
You know, there wasn't that many houses.
Okay.
And Tolleson, you know, they had dirt roads, and we didn't come into Tolleson very often except for church. You know, my mother did the shopping,
mm-hmm.
or my dad, I don't know. But so the only time I remember is once I started high school. But then I was here every day. But
okay.
Otherwise, I don't remember it except going to church.
Coming in and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are there any other stories that you'd like to share with us?
Um, Let me see. I think that's it.
Okay, that's
hopefully
beautiful.
My brothers will do make it.
It's okay.
Rene Diaz is the one that said he would be here.
Okay, I have his name.
Okay, and Raul.
Diaz as well?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we will thank you for your time.
Okay.